A study released from the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences indicates there has been a significant increase in the number of suicides among middle-aged and less educated Americans since 2000. That trend has unfortunately been consistent in Utah. It is important to say that the Utah state rate of suicides is higher than the national average. The rate of suicides in males in Utah has increased from 22 to 31 per 100,000 in the last 15 years.
Unfortunate and a health disparity that rates of depression and of suicide appear to be higher in lower socioeconomic and education classes. We have had a significant increase in our male suicide rates since 2000 until now. We do know that in Utah, 3 out of 4 suicide deaths are males.
That is Andrea Hood.
And I'm currently the suicide prevention coordinator with the Utah Department of Health.
Hood says understanding suicide is a complex problem.
So all the answers to that question are unfortunately going to be complex. Males tend to be less likely to seek help for mental health problems, and so that's definitely an issue. They also tend to be more comfortable with lethal means.
The study from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences also showed that American suicide rate has continued to increase among middle-aged people, while people from other world powers, such as France, Germany, and the UK, have seen a significant decrease in suicides.
We also are spending more on healthcare than other countries are, and so maybe there's some issues with our healthcare system.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.